Okay, Siyata Shemaya, here we go. Kav Purim, Hey Adar today. So holding less than 10 days in Purim, which is mamish, something crazy to think about. But, okay, here we go. We'll say, try to share a Torah, Hashkafa and an Avoda, which I think is very important for Purim, and Dafka within where we're holding in the Zman of life and different areas of life that a lot of our Chevra is holding by, with decisions we're making in life and which way to go and that we might not be holding in certain places we want to be, but here we go. So, Siyata Dishmaya. So the interesting halachos by Purim, when it comes to the Suda of Purim, something interesting that comes, if you look within the world of halacha. So it all comes from Tafresh Tzadik Hey and Tafresh Tzadik Vav in Shulchan Aruch. So there are a few halachos that get very interesting. Right, we know the inyan of mechayev inish lebesumi bipuraya ad lo yada. Right, ben arham and lebarach Mordechai, you have to drink leshtaker mamish. Right, but then there's also the other tzad to this halacha. Ulam yesh omrim sheinu tzarach leshtaker kol kach el yishta yosim lemudo. Right, but meaning you could do that, but then also you have to be careful. Right, if it's not going to go to the right place, then you have to be careful. Okay, and then it gets to another place. When it comes to wearing costumes on Purim, let's say, yeah? So, can a man dress up like a woman? So, Mashish and Ashim, so this is in the Ramah, Tafri Sadik Vav Simil Ches. The Ramah says, V'yesh lovshim begadim chashuvim, so some people dress up like Mordechai, right? And Mashish and Ashim shalovshim bigdei Nashim, that some men dress up as women and women dress up as men. Yeshom she'en iser bedavar, me'ach she'en mechab ne'el simcha ba'ama. There's no iser because it's for a simcha. No, don't do this. Why? Because you have to be careful. Don't do this. Okay? Next halacha, yeah? Vayter in the Ramah. Yesh noagim. Lahaka v'in mizar melevichas klayim. Stay tuned for tonight. Right? So, some wear klayim. Why? Because only derabanan. And then the shlok comes and says, this ksav, no. Shishomer nafsho yirachik mi malbushe klayim. The Shlokam says, no, don't wear klayim. Okay, so you see again, there's like a pattern here that you can do this, but then it's always like, but wait a second, like maybe it might be better not to, right? Yesh omrim, she'im hezek echad es chaveru mikoch simchas purim, right? If you hurt someone, mikoch simchas purim, then what? You're pater milishalim. V'chein ein liftor elek shezek mikoch simcha, aval im kivin lehezek chayiv. But if you're mechavi to hurt someone, even look at the Aruch HaShulchan quotes that bizman hazeh, you're chayiv if you hurt anyone. Right, it's very different today because the simcha is very mebabel. He says, so since today our simcha is not so pure anyway, if you mazik someone because of the suda, you're chayv. So again, it seems to me you could hurt someone, you could get hailing, but again, you have to be careful. Now here's what I focus on this part. This here we go. This is what the main focus is going to be on the following. So Ramah and Mishnah Berurah also Sifkat and Lamed Aleph. Bnei Adam hachotfim ze mizeh bepurim derech simcha. People who, I guess, steal from each other. Echotev means to grab, right? You snatch something from someone else. You steal from someone else. Ein bezem yishem lo sigzol. It's not, there's no iser there of lo sigzol. You can't steal, right? There's an iser. Iser gzela. You're not allowed to steal from someone. You're not allowed to rob someone. But here on Purim, if you do it, lo sigzol. You're not chayv. Ho'wil v'nagu kein. Since we're nohig like this, we have a minhag on Purim to steal. U'mutter af levarich al mashachofem. Even if I steal something from you, I could say a brach on it. Right, normally we paskin that what if you steal a lulav on Sukkis, you can't say brach on it. Why? Because it's not yours. You stole it. It's an avera. But here, if I stole it, I could say a brach on it. Okay. As long as you don't do something that's totally against the way. Nagul haka bazeh mishas kriyas megillah belaila. This is so interesting to hear this. We have a minhag that we're makil with stealing on Purim. Again, it doesn't mean you could go steal someone's car. You understand what it's saying. Nagul haka bazeh mishas kriyas megillah belaila. Right? From when you read Megillah at the Laila, ad halaila shabo misayim asudas Purim. Until the night that you finish. Once you bench, once you daven maariv after, then that's it. Dahainu beiz leilos v'yom echad. So you have two nights and one day of you can steal. Right? And we're makil with it. Achein, but of course we see what? The Shlokam says, Shalav midas chasidasi, but this isn't really the derech. V'shomer nafsho yirachik milchatov mechavera. But for someone who guards his nefesh, should be careful not to steal from his fellow. So we see something so interesting It goes into such a lashon here of what? Not just that you're not over the Isra lo sigzol, but you could even say a bracha on something you stole. And we're makil on it, and it gets to that, we're makil on this from the Megillah until the next night. So something's very interesting here about this Indian of stealing when it comes to Purim. What's going on here with chotef, with stealing? What's going on here, Alpi Pnimius? What is going on here, Alpi Pnimius? So, Shua bought me this sefer. I paid for it, but Shua bought it and got it for me. So Rav Kluger, in his sefer, V'yoshet HaMelech. It's a very beautiful Torah. On the Pasuk, on the Inyan Mevashti, V'gam Vashti HaMaka. So he says like this. It's on page Chav Tes, and it's in the middle of the Torah, where it says, V'yesh od lehosif ulorameis bosios Vashti. However, listen, this Torah is such a beautiful Torah. So listen to what he says. Stay out to the Shemaya. Sheine, Isa b'sfar makdoshim, sheshoresh hanesh shel Purim haya b'lel seder, etzel Yitzchak Avinu. Right? The shoresh, the root of the whole nes of Purim, is what? Was all rooted in the lel seder by Yitzchak Avinu. Kasher Yaakov Avinu, ganav, as habrachos meis avarasha. When Yaakov Avinu stole, oh, something's going on here, right? Mm-hmm. When Yaakov Avinu stole the brachos from Esav, this is the shoresh of the Nes of Purim. V'zehaya Pesach l'Nes Purim. This is the Pesach. This is the entrance into Purim. Shehiskel gam kein b'leil ha-seder b'leil ha-hu. Because the Indian that we have, we start the leil ha-seder is b'leil ha-hu. And similarly, we say that what? On Purim. B'leil ha-hu, nadda shnas ha-melech. V'az hiskel tzmichas ha-nesh shel klai yisrael b'zman Mordechai v'Esther. So this word Balailahu, which came on which we say on Lel Seder, right? We know that the whole nes of Purim, this was on Lel Seder that this happened. Right? It was Lel Seder that when Achashverosh woke up, that was Lel Seder. The nes of, we have to understand this. The nes of Purim happened on Pesach, right? Lamaros, Shanira Bechitsoni Sha'idaim De'isav, right? It looks on the outside that Yadaim De'isav. That what? Since we bowed down to an idol, right, and we ate at the suit of Achashverosh, what does it look like? It looks like what? Yadayim de Esav. We're Esav dika Jews, Chasav Shalom. Ah, but Nisgala Shebe'emes Heim Loasu El Lefnim. It's only that they did this Bechitzonius. They didn't really do it. Bepnimius, they were just bowing down, but it wasn't Bepnimius. It was Bechitzonius, but Bepnimius, they were Kulo La Hashem. Ube'emes Ratzonim Latov. The Ratzon was for Tov. Just as by Yitzchak that night, Shamar Hakol Kol Yaakov Vayedaim De Esav. Meaning he said what? That you're Yadayim Bechitzonius, you look like an Esav, but I see the Pnimius that it's a Yaakov here. Kach Hashem Yisparach Mimashmesh Esklal Yisrael Bechines Yaakov Vinu. Hashem also looks at us and touches us like we're Yaakov Vinu. V'omer Hakol Kol Yaakov Vayedaim De Esav. Because on the chitzonis, on the outside, it looks like we're Esav. We're caught up with terrible things, right? We're not doing what we're supposed to do. Ach be'emes, but at the root of the davar, hakol kol Yaakov. V'ru'uyim lekalbas habrachos. D'hainu li natzal me'etzas haman. That what? And we're ro'oy to be mekalbas habrachos. We're ro'oy for brachos. U'bazeh, yisyashev yizbar od ma'asheramu sham chazal. The pasuk says, "V'yareach, v'yarach es reach begadav," right? That Yitzchak smelled the smell of Yaakov's clothing. The hainu reach bogdav. The medrash says, "Reach bogdav." Bogdav means a traitor, right? Someone who's a traitor. Yeah, what does that mean? What did Yaakov smell? But it's the smell of Gan Eden. So how does this work? On one nekuda, right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says it smelled the state tapuchim of Gan Eden. But on the other, it's saying reach bogdav. It's the traitors. It's like two opposites. So what's this in? Dafil poshe Yisrael, kidugmas Yosef Meshisa, v'yakum ish tsroros, be'emes ba'omek libam ritzon betov. Is that what was revealed? That within the bogdav is Gan Eden. That dwelling within the people who aren't doing what we're supposed to do. That what? But it's revealed within us that the kuda is kulo pnimius and tov. V'chazru b'tshuva gam achash naflu b'chatam chamur b'yoser. V'zehis orer b'koach shtias hayayin entel Yitzchak Avinu. And this was misorer. And awakened through the Shtias Yain of Yitzchak. V'niskala achkach b'zman Mordechai v'Esther. And it was revealed at the time Mordechai and Esther. V'b'chinas nichas yayin yetzis sod. Now, we just talked about that. What the Yitzchak, if you look at the Pesukim, right, Yitzchak drank wine. Now, the obvious question is, Where do you get the wine from? V'zesod shtiyas yain she'asham etzel Yitzchak Avinu. Right? The pasuk says, v'yavolo yain v'yesht. Now, and the Chizkuni says in this, what does it mean that he drank wine and then he drank, that he had wine drink? V'yavolo yain v'yesh, yain ma'arbev k'tas taito sh'odam v'lo yidaktik imhu esav imlo. Right, because what happens when he drinks the wine? He wasn't so medactic. Was this Esav or not? Ubedas akenim hosef bazeh. But that's going to ask the question: Meheichan ha'elo yain? Where did he get this wine from? Shelo matzinu shemaslo imoyet. We see that Rivka gave him over the shtegidim, right? The two sheeps gave him over the clothing. It doesn't say anywhere in the psukim that Rivka gave over wine. So where did he get this wine from? Ela shemichael hevi lo yain migan Eden. That Michal brought wine to Yaakov, wine from Gan Eden, and this was the wine that Yitzchak Avinu drank. Right? This is the Chizkuni, yeah. No, this is the Das Kenim. Right? So, all of a sudden, what's going on here? We know Agav, he had to drink the Dal Kosis. It was Lal Seder. But you see here, where did this wine come from? This wine came from Gan Eden. This wine of Yitzchak Avinu is revealed, and that's the wine you're drinking at your Perm Suda. Bo ha-Yehudi shosa yain. That's the wine that a Jew is drinking on Purim. V'yotzei l'mal me'an das. And you go above das. You go into the das of Yitzchak Avinu on that night. Where the whole Indian Yitzchak there was what? It was Ad lo yada. He didn't know who it was. He thought that Esav was Yaakov. He thought that Yaakov was Esav. Right? Which is what? The Indian of that Ad lo yada bin Araham l'Baruch Mordechai. You come to even say Baruch Hama. And that was part of the Indian. He's giving a bracha to Esav, but that's Yaakov. Right? Umemela mizgale pnimiuso. The revelation of pnimius comes out. Shagam im hayadayim de Esav. That even if on the outside it looks like you're a daim de Esav, haresha kolko Yaakov. Shekein hayadayim mivatim es hachitzonius v'chilek hamaisa. Right? Because the yadayim represent the chitzonius, represent the olam hamaisa. Ve'elu hakol mivate es pnimius. She'enu murga shemuchash. Is that you can't be margishy, you can't understand it, but it's there. And that's the stronghold on a Jew. Is that what? A Jew always has to know that even if it's your time to Esav, you're a kol Yaakov dik a Jew. Valkain, here we go. Nagulis chapesh b'purim. It's a minhag to steal on Purim. V'nizker, like we just quoted, b'shuchan orach, orachayim, tofresh, tzadikvav, what we just read inside. Why are you stealing on Purim? Why is this the minhag on Purim? That there's all these on these kulas, lo sigzel. This is the whole reason why the Dor HaMabul, what was the final, what was the, like the makish pepata? What was the makish pepatish at the Mabul? Gzela. It's the worst. All of a sudden here on Purim, everyone's stealing, right? Chotev. Why? What's the point? Why is this the minug? Why? Kidei le'orer kochol sh'Yaakov Avinu. To me'or that koch of Yaakov Avinu. Asher kibel as ha'brachos ba'odo levush b'gde Esav. That what? That he was mekabel the brachos dafko and he was dressed like Esav. U'laharos she'af anu ritzonenu be'emes la'avodos Hashem u'l'davkabo. That even us, that's part of the reason why you wear costumes on Purim. Say that even when I'm dressed as Esav, Hashem, look, I'm screaming to you. I'm screaming to you. I'm on the floor screaming to you. The gam kasher near bechitzonius shayadam de Esav. Even on the outside, it looks like shayadam de Esav. Shana hago meisim shlanu him bechinas Esav. That we look like we're Esav. Ach, the emes primus hakol kol Yaakov. Umikoch zeh haya nes perm. And bikoch zeh, this was the nes of perm. Ubezeh yimtuk ad lemaod lashon pasuk. That's what the pasuk says there. Vayavo yayin vayesht. It says he brought Yitzchak wine and wine drink and he drank the wine. Vayesht. Vayesht osios vashti. Shekain, al yedei osa shtia, nasnu habrachos liyakovin, because it was that shtia that Yitzchak had, that what? That was v'nahapuchu that gave the brachos to Yaakov. V'sham haya shoresh v'yesod, lekabal sa brachos shaklai Yisrael b'zman Mordechai Esther. And this was the yesod and the shoresh for the brachos that we got during the time of Mordechai and Esther. What? Shenitzhapcha etzas Haman mizera Esav. Because you know, where does Haman come from? It comes from Esav. V'nitla ala eitz, and is hung on and hanged on eitz. V'o nitein beis ala Mordechai Yehudi, and the bias was given over to Mordechai. B'chinas ha'avaras ha'brachos me'esav Yaakov, which is exactly the brachos of Esav given over to Yaakov. Shaya, b'layla ahu on Leil Seder. V'haynu sh'amalchus Vashti over l'malchus Esther. And the malchus of Vashti was given over to Esther. Vashti osa vayesht. It all happened through the Sudas Yayin. This is where everything's coming coming down for us.
By Shushan, so it's through Vashti.
Through Vashti.
She's like a vehicle.
Exactly. It's through the Vayesht. The Yesht of Purim. And it works very, very nice. Because the Ben Yishchai starts his Hakdama to Megillas Esther by saying that what? That Mordechai is a Gilgal of Yaakov and Haman is a Gilgal of Esav. So it's mamish rooted right there. That it goes all the way back. And what do we see? We see that we know that Esav sold his Bechor, Otsios Baruch, right? To Yaakov. And we know that if you go back, all the way back, Haman originally, Haman and Mordechai were both generals in the army of Achashverosh. You know this Indian? This is mamish the Heligenian, right? This is the Shoresh. They were both generals in the army of Achashverosh. So they both were sent out in their battalions, I guess, right? I think is it in a Gemara? I think it's in a Gemara that they're both. I'll send to you tonight. It's at the beginning of the Ben Yishchai. Might be a Gemara, might be a Medrash, right? And it says that when they went out, so they were both given enough food, but Haman being Haman, right? His whole battalion, all his men, they finished their food right away. So Imam's starving. So Haman went all the way across and went to Mordechai and said, "Listen, Mordechai, me and you, we're both generals. I need food for my people. We're going to die." And Mordechai, being the genius, said, "I can't just give it to you. I'll sell it to you." Haman said, "Fine, perfect. So I'll buy it from you." But he said, "I don't have any money." So he said, "Okay, then make a star." He says, "Well, what am I selling?" He's like, "I'll give you the bread if you sell yourself to me as a slave." Haman's like, "What are you talking about? No, I'm not selling to you." Okay, Mordechai said, "Then you don't have bread." So Haman thought, "I'm going to die if I don't get this bread." So Haman sold himself to Mordechai as a slave. Haman sold himself to Mordechai as a slave, which is a whole other sugya. But therefore, everything that Haman owned belonged to Mordechai. Okay? But that's a whole separate thing. But what do we see? Something to think of. Ben Yishchai is the Hakdamah to his Megillas Esther. Builds this whole... It's beautiful. Okay? But now let's speak like this. Where did they write the shtar? They didn't have paper. You know where they wrote it? They wrote it on Mordechai's foot. On the bottom of Mordechai's shoe. Oh, this is part of it also. No, it's part of it also. Very good, very good. Don't forget that. Okay? They wrote it on the bottom of Mordechai's shoe. So now let me ask you a question. Every time that Haman saw Mordechai, he got so upset. Why? Everyone was standing for him, but Mordechai was sitting. How is Mordechai sitting? He's sitting like this. Therefore, every time Haman walked by, what did Haman see? That all people are bowing down to me. You're my master. You own me. What is it? It's the same exact way that Esav sold his brachos and his bechor to Yaakov, so to Haman sold himself to Mordechai. So you see something very much, very connected to this night that's going on here. Now, let's go weiter. Siyata d'shmaya. So now that we just learned the halacha, and then we see how he brings this whole mitzias out over here, something unbelievable going on. Now let's try to bring this out in Avodas Hashem, siyata d'shmaya. The Indian of Yaakov stealing the brachos. And that Dafka Purim is the day that we steal. And this is the Indian of Nichas Yain Yatsa Sod. Dafka, when you're machnis into yourself Yain, all of a sudden the Sod comes out. So look at this Torah. We're not going to learn the whole Torah. It's just going to be just a piece from this. And we'll learn a different Torah afterwards. In the Kutim Aran, Pei Dalet. We learned it earlier in the year. No, that's Resh Pei Dalet. It's Pei Dalet. We learned it earlier in the year. So listen to what Rav Nachman says in Pei Dalet. Says like this. He's quoting a very big thing from the Zohar Kaddish. The Zohar says the following: Tachaze, l'shis yimei breishis l'cholchad islei partzufei da'ahu darga dani leit v'lo tishkei yom d'leis peitov v'chol yom islei gader milvar v'lo yel barnash l'hu tov kigon choshet d'chasen ror. Notice what he says. Ubeginda. A person who's chayav, let's say, a person who's not a tzaddik, and he wants to enter into the gates of Pnimiya Satorah, of Sodas Satorah, this is what the Zohar says. The akravim in Babylon machshavasei, the lo ye'ola asr de la delay. Right? They have all these nechashim and akravim standing there to not let you into Sodas Satorah. So what do you see about Sodas Satorah that the Zohar is telling us here? You don't just enter into Sodas Satorah, you have to be worthy to enter in there. Right? If you're not worthy to enter in, then you can't have Sodas Torah. But Dafka, who's standing there? Nechashim, the Nachash. Nachash is Haman is the Nachash, the Zohar says. So who you see is not letting a Jew enter into Sodas Torah? Haman. What you see is that you can have Pshat, Remez, and Drash, but Soda is off limits. You can't have it unless you earn it. You can't have it unless you earn it. That's the rule of Sodas Torah. If you're not worthy, you can't just enter into Sodas Torah. So the question is, how do you get to Sodas Torah? The whole Indian of Purim is Nichas Yain Yatzasod. You know how you get in? With Nichnas Yain, when you enter the Yain into yourself, Yatza, if I steal something from you, how do you say it? I'm Yotze it me from you. Yatza is a lesson of stealing also. Nichas Yain, you enter the Yain, Yatza Sod, go and steal the Sod. That's the secret of Purim. You have to steal the Sod. You have to say, yeah, I'm not worthy for it, I'm going to steal it from you. Dafka from Haman, you take the Sod, because that's what he tries to block out. Purim is the day where you say, I'm not worthy for Sod, but I'm going to steal it on Purim. That's what you have to steal. Because there are people who come, chitzonistic people, they come, you know what? I'm going to steal, I need money. I'm going to steal someone's money, I'm going to steal someone's food, I'm going to steal someone's this. A Jew who's a premiistic Jew says, you know what? I'm going to steal the Sod. I want Sod as the Torah. That's what I'm looking for. And that's why a Piram is very nice, because the whole Indian that the Gemara and Sanhedrin makes is that Sod is Gematria 70, right? And Yain is Gematria 70. You know what else is Gematria exactly Sod? Geneva. Geneva is Gematria exactly Sod. Why? Because that's how you get the Sod. You have to say, Hashem, I'm not worthy for Sod. I'll never be worthy for Sod. I'm going to steal it. That's how you get to the Sod of the Torah. You have to steal the Sod and you have to mamish push.
It's even more serious than Gazela.
We'll get to Gazela in a second. Yeah? And that's why a remez here goes like this, is that Yatza is Lashon of stealing. Right? You take it out from you. So let's spell out Yatza b'miloy. So Yud is Yud Vav Dalet is 20. Tzadik is Tzadik Dalet Yud Kuf is 204. Aleph is Aleph on Pei is 111. So if you add them up, what do you get? 20, 204, 111. 335. Gematria Perm with the Kolal. But it's also Gematria exactly Haman plus Amalek. Because you have to Yotze it from them. You take it out from Haman and Amalek. You have to steal it from them. And that's why we say Nichnas Yayin Yotze Sod. So Yayin Yotze Sod is the Gematria Amalek. Because that's what the goal is. We're stealing it from Amalek. Everything by Amalek, you always see a Haman saying words, Mefuzar Mefurad, right? They attack us in Refidim, we said last time. Refidim is Lashon of Pered, which is Pshat Ramez Josh. Right? Haman says about us that what? We're Mefuzar Mefurad, which means that what? We're Shach to Pered, Pshat Ramez Josh, right? Because Haman says, I can't let you get the Sod. But that's the Nakuda, is that you say to Haman, you're absolutely right, I'm not Roy for it, I'm going to steal it. Just like Yaakov stole it from Esav, the Brachos, on Lel Seder, right, it's very interesting to think about it, because Seder is Osios Sod Drash Remes. There's no Pshat Lel Seder. Sadafka Lel Seder is when you stole it from them. That's the whole thing. That's called Seder, right? Seder means like it's set up. But you have to know there's no Seder on Lel Seder. It's totally Bederach Lel Seder, because you have to steal it, even if you're not Roy for it. And that's what we come, that's what we steal from Esav. Before we go weiter in this Indian, it's very interesting to look that you see Ramazim right after he gets the brachos. Listen to what the pasuk says. So Bederach Hakdama, we know that the whole Indian of Purim Bnei Yisrael speaks about is that each month has a different, like, let's say, sense to them, right? One is the Indian of feeling, one is the Indian of eating, right? The Indian of Adar, the month of Adar, is connected to the sense of reach, of smelling. Okay, of smelling. For example, you see that Mordechai is, we learn out Mordechai's name from the Ketores, Mordoror, right? Haman is Gematria Chelbina. Esther, his name is Hadassah, is Hadas. Tolini of Purim is Chai Vedishli Besume. Besume is Lashon of Besamim. It's all about smelling good. Yeah, that's the Indian of Purim. Reach, right? Yareach, the Reach, so this is Yareach. Tolini of Esther, Esther's like the Yareach, right? Reach is Vigmatria Yud Gimel Adar, which is Tainis Esther. So listen to this, right? After Yaakov steals the brachas, listen to what Yitzchak says to him. He says, come here, Gishana Ushkali Bini, and kiss me, he says. Vayigash Vishaklo, when he came and Yaakov came and kissed him. Vayarach, listen how many times this word Reach in one pasuk. Vayarach es Reach Begadov, Vayivarchehu, Vayomer Re'eh Reach Bini Kireach Sada Asher Berchu Hashem. Four times in one pasuk the word Reach comes up. This is Remez to Purim here. The whole Indian of Purim is Reach. Dafka is after the Yain comes. Because what happens when a person drinks Yain? That's the Besume. That's the Besum that comes out. And you see this Viter here with Purim, which I just thought of before, is that if you go to the end of Parshas Miketz, right, what do you see is happening? When Yosef sends the brothers away, they come and say, who stole the Gevia? Right, who stole the Gevia? What's the name of Gvia? It's a whole big Asek. It's a big Ramazan to Purim in this whole in the Asek. The Dafka Binyamin walks out with five Begadim and you have the big day Mordechai. And they're tumulting. Who stole the Gvia? So you see what's happening here. You see it's a Sheikhas stealing the Gvia. Hands me that Gvia is the Osios. Like Ramazan Bresler says, the Arizal says, Gvia is Osios Yud Gimel Ayin Beis. It's Yud Gimel times Ayin Beis. Ayin Beis is the Shem Hashem, which represents Rachmim, and Yud Gimel is Rachmim. So Gvia is Yud Gimel times Ayin Beis. Match exactly, not exactly, with the Kolal, Mordechai Esther. So you see there's a big secret here of the Indian of stealing on Purim. It's not that you're stealing pens and food. It's that what you're stealing, pnimis. That's what you're going for. You're going for sodos. The Jew has to say on Purim that, what Hashem, I'm not roy for these, but Hashem, I need this. I need to fill myself up with the soda sodas. Nichas yain yatsa sod, that's what's supposed to come out. It doesn't mean nichas yain and my sod comes out. It's nichas yain, I'm taking the sod out from you. And I'm bringing it into myself. Being machnes into myself. Now, let's learn this Torah together. Torah resh pei dal nekut maran. Small Torah, but it's mamash loaded with pnimius here. It says like this. Shemati b'shmo. That Rav Nachman was giving like tochacha to someone, giving him musar, said the following. That a person came to Rav Nachman and said to Rav Nachman, "She'en lo panai lomod machmas she'osik masmas." I don't have any time to learn because I'm osik with school all day, I'm osik with business all day. I don't have any time to learn. So listen to what Rav Nachman said to him. Omar says, "Okay, here. She'afal pichein. Even so, ro'oy lo. It's proper for you. Lach tof." Says, I hear you don't have time to learn. So you know what you have to do? You have to steal it. Chote, you have to steal it. You have to steal time to learn. What if you want to be an Eved Hashem? Remember, Penner said one time here, Penner spoke, I think it was like 4 years ago. It was the first day of Yeshiva. And he spoke about that Indian of what a Jew has to know how to steal time for Torah. You have to know how to steal time. Even though it's Isra Lo Sigzal, but a Jew has to know how to steal. This is what it means when a person is going to come up to Shemayim. Shisholin as Adam, they're going to ask you, Kavati itan the Torah. Were you kovei time to Torah? What does that mean? Did you set time to learn Torah, right? But if you look in Mishle, the Pasuk in Mishle says, V'kava es koveim nefesh. Keva hu lashon gzela. Keva means gzela. Hainu, shisholin as Adam, what they're going to ask you when they get up to Shemayim. Im gazal min hazman shutar basakov. Did you steal zman? What? When you were busy, when you didn't have the yeshiva das, right? I fail in this almost every night. You don't have the yeshiva das. I can't learn right now, right? When you didn't have yeshiva das, when you were osik, im gazalt man itam Torah. Did you steal time to learn? Kitzarcha adam, a person not that you should, you need. Kitzarcha adam lachto veligzal itam Torah mitoch hatir dav esek. It doesn't just mean doing business. It means if you're torah, I'm not feeling it right now. You have to know, you have to learn how to steal. The pnimius, you have to learn how to steal. That's the goal of a Jew. You have to learn how to steal. And this is where Purim comes in the chazik a Jew. The shorish of Purim was that Yaakov stole the brachas from Esav. This is what a Jew has to know. You have to know how to steal in pnimius, in Avodas Hashem. It's no coincidence that Kava, what's your Hebrew name?
Mordechai.
Mordechai? Unbelievable. It's no coincidence that Mordechai just said to us, it's so funny saying that, all I'm thinking about right now is like, Mordechai Tzadik, you know? It's no coincidence, Mordechai just said, just Mordechai?
Mordechai Shlomo
Tzvi. Mordechai Shlomo Tzvi. That's no coincidence, Mordechai Shlomo Tzvi just said to us that Kava is what? The same Osius as Akev. Dafka, I'm not going to go with that Derek now, of the feet of it's interesting though, if you look in Halacha, Halacha brings down that what do kids do on Purim? They draw Haman's name on the bottom of their feet and they stamp on their feet. Where does that come from? It's coming from that's where Haman sold himself to Mordechai. It's just a side note to know. Right? So everything, even Halacha, it comes from a place of premium. Right? Even that's why it's so geschmack to learn Halacha also. It's so important to know Halacha is not separate from Avodas Hashem. You learn Avodas Hashem from Halacha. What? Very nice. Very nice. Perfect. So that's why Kava, which is the lashon of stealing, is Osios Ekev. Why? Because this is the voda of Ikvus of the Mashiach. Ikvus of the Mashiach, which is where we're living now, is that we're not on the Madrigos of the Arizal. Even so, that's a joke. Sorry, we're not Madrigos of the people who lived 20 years ago. Or we're not even close to Madrigos of people who lived 5 years ago. Right? We look at like someone like Rav Matal Zilber, and you look at yourself. I drove Rav Matal last night back and forth. I looked at myself. I'm like, what? I said to my wife this morning, like, what am I doing with my life? I just thought, like, what am I doing? Like, I'm in the presence of a person like this. Like, what am I doing? But we're holding by that door now where we're not holding by any madrigas. Right? We don't have a Ruach Kodesh. We don't have tzaddikim with Ruach Kodesh so much today. We're not living by the same madrigas. So you know what we're living? Is that we have to steal these madrigas. We have to steal and say, Hashem, I'm not holding... Look, I'm living in a physical world. I have an iPhone, right? I have a car. I have all these things surrounding me. Billboards everywhere. I'm in the middle of New York City. Right? I'm in the yeshiva, but on top of the yeshiva is a classroom, right? If say, Hashem, I'm not holding by any of these madrigas, but I'm going to steal it. Because that's the avodah of a keva dika Jew, of an ekev dika Jew. Ekev said the Mashiach is the time to steal. To what? To steal madrigas in Pnimiyas Torah. Steal madrigas in learning. To steal time to push myself stronger. That's why ikv sad meshicha, I believe that ikv sad meshicha is v'gematria Mordechai Esther. Because that's the Nes of Purim teaches us to what? To be these type of Jews that are Jews that are looking to steal my way into Avodah Hashem. To rob my way into Avodah Hashem. That's the Indian that the Sif Sechein speaks about and other Sfarim speak about. That the Indian of Purim is a Nes that's completely l'mal minateva. It's called the revelation of Yesod Abba. If you go into to Rev. 11 Shirim, he's been speaking about this in Yemen. That what the Yesod Abba is something that doesn't come down through any Avoda. It's from the Or of Atika Kadisha, which is not something we earn. But this is the Inyan. It's called Rav Chesed. That's why Rav Chesed is Bigmachi and Mordechai. Because this is the Or that Mordechai at Tzadik brings down. It's not just the Chesed, it's a Rav Chesed. What's Chesed? Chesed is that I do Chesed for you because you earn it. Rav Chesed is that you don't earn it. You're not worthy for this at all. But I'm going to give it to you anyway. Because it's Rav Chesed. And that's the Or of Purim. Whether you're Roy for it or not, that's what's coming down. And this is the Indian that the Arizal speaks about when a Jew eats on Purim. What should you be mechaving when you're eating on Purim? He says that at the Suda, there's achila and shtia. So achila, the Arizal says, the achila is achal ka. But you're eating what? Pimi, you're eating yud ke. Ka. And shtia is shas ka. Right, ka. So Arizal says from this also, says this is the Indian of sod also. Because you have shtia, which is shas, so you have two kas here, right? You have shtia, which is shas, ka, drinking ka, and you have achila, which is achal ka, meaning ka. So the reason says the following. Now you have to take yud, you have to spell out ka. Now you have two kas. So yud is how much? It's 20, right? And hey yud is 15. So how much do you have? 35. But you have two kas here, right? You have achila and shtia. So if you have two milas of yud and hey, what do you have? 70. So that the whole goal of this suda is what you're bringing in that sod. But how did we say before, how do you get to that sod? Yeah. You have to steal it. Oh. You have to steal the sod. That's pshat. That gneva, ganav, ka. Gazela, gazal, ka. You have two kas there again. What? That's matria. Yeah. That's matria sod there. You have to know that you have to steal the sod. How do you steal the sod? By saying, Hashem, I'm not right for it. And I'm being molded to you, Hashem. I'm not ready for it. But Hashem, I want to be a yid. I want these madrigas. I want to feel a dvekas. I want to be an emestik ever Hashem. So Hashem sent me today with an unbelievable remez. I mean, a lot of these were, this is all from this morning. But this is how it goes. Is that if you take the word geneva and spell out geneva v'mila. Okay? So gimel is gimel yud mem lamid. Nun is nun vav nun. Yud is Yud Vav Dalid. Bez is Bez Yud Tav. And Hey is Hey Yud. Okay? And then also Gzela. Gimel Yud Mem Lamed. Zayin Yud Nun. Yud Vav Dalid. Lam Mem Dalid. And Hey Yud. Okay? So Mila. Spell, you'll do the addition afterwards. The multiplication. So if you take the Miloy of Gneva and the Miloy of Gzela, this is Gematria 895. Is Gematria Purim. Because Purim, Mem Sofis, is Gematria 600. So Purim, and it's a big Purim, it's a Heiliger Purim. So Purim, 895, it's Gematria, Geneva, and Gezela v'Mila. Because that's the goal of Purim. Purim, you have to know how to steal. Why? Why is that the name? Because that's a Shorish of Purim. And everything in the Chassidus is always that what? You have to get to the Shorish Adavar. If you're building stuff, but not you're not at the Shorish, okay, then you're good, but you're not being Yonik things. If a tree is not being Yonik from a Shorish, it's going to die. So on Purim also, you have to go all the way back to the Shorish. And the Shorish is the what? That Yaakov stole from Esau. So, chaver, that's the goal we have here. Gezela, genevas, gematri, yayin, gematri sod, yayin yatsa sod is a malik, yatsa v'milo is gematri, haman a malik, we have to steal the sod from them. You have to know in Avodas Hashem also what it means to steal is what? If say things I'm not roi for, I'm going to take without your permission, Hashem. Why? Because I need this in my Avodas Hashem. Hashem, I want to be fiery. I want to have a halig. I want my marriage to be halig. Right? Even though I might live in a community that's not everyone's doing this. But Hashem, I don't care what everyone else is doing. I know what I need to do in Avodas Hashem, which is dvekas, which is MS, and I'm going to go for that. Stealing means that what? It's not the way that people do things. But that's what Perm is about. You have to know that the halacha says on Purim, you can make it from Megillas Esther until you finish. So you have about 24 hours to steal everything you want. And that's called a poshet yad nostanlo. You put out your hands and Hashem's going to give it to you. But even stronger than that, Hashem, I'm not going to need you to give it to me. I'm going to steal it from you. And it's an azus to Kedusha, which is a whole shiur I gave last year on Talmud Yitorah. Check that out. But that needed an azus. Again, this needs a hezber on the meaning of stealing. Because everything in life is low sigzol, it's an iser. But on Purim, halacha tells us that you can be mekel with it. And like Rav Kluger told us here, that's the shorish and nesa Purim. So chavu, we zochet to steal a lot of premius, a lot of sodas of Torah. And we zochet to that day, v'yom shkula Shabbos, v'mucha l'chayelam, v'kavet Shabbos Kodesh.